Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friend, the neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And I wanted to share a little quote from St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, a.k.a. St. Edith Stein, with you all. I think that may aid us this Advent season. She writes, quote, "The more lofty the degree of loving union to which God destines the soul, so much more profound and persistent must be its purification," end quote. One sentence, so many profound things for us to stew over. The Lord calls a variety of people to a very lofty degree to be a witness to the profound depths of his love for humanity. These people are usually called mystics, but it can be a variety of other people in their life. But the Lord is calling each person to love. Loftiness or not, we are all called to love. And this love is noted through the concept of union within the Carmelite order. Love brings about a union of hearts. That's why in the Carmelite order and in Carmelite spirituality, we turn to the Song of Songs, that book in the Bible, the union of lovers, the hearts that are aflame that become as one. So much more profound and persistent. It is profound. We can begin to understand it, but we cannot exhaust it. That's the foundation of all mysteries, of the profundity of our relationship with God. He has loved us first and has come to us so we may become to be like him. There is a profoundness to it. And there is a knowability, but not an exhaustibility. We cannot exhaust who God is. We cannot exhaust our relationship with God. It's journeying ever more deeper into that flame of unity, that flame of love, into that fiery forge of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And it does require persistence. We have to want it. We have to want it from the depths of our heart. The Lord will let us have what we want. He allows us to say no to him regularly and to be consumed by other things in our life and etc. Love can never be forced, so we have to have a certain level of persistence. And that requires courage and moving forward. Not a rejection of fear, but an acknowledgement of fear and not letting that fear control us. Because where there is fear, there cannot be love. Love drives out all fear, as John reminds us in his first letter. And all of this must be its purification. And I mentioned in other podcasts before in my writings, etc., purification is about a focusing of the heart. A purified heart is one that is focused on God. That is why the pure of heart shall see God. That important line from the Sermon on the Mount. All of this great spiritual insight and nourishment in one little sentence. Let me repeat it to you all. The more lofty the degree of loving union to which God destines the soul, so much more profound and persistent must be its purification. And then there's that aspect of the soul. We might be in a time where we become overconsumed by the pleasures of the flesh and the movement of the flesh and the movement of the mind. And we forget our spiritual and soul-like aspects. Sometimes I hear an over-psychologized notion of the faith to the point that does certain people within the church even believe in sin anymore? Or can they just get rid of that concept, one of the foundation stones of the Christian understanding of the world, because now we have this great gift of psychology, and psychology is of the utmost importance, but they over-psychologize, and they, in that act of trying to, quote-unquote, encapsulate the human person, they do their own little amputation and cut these things out, and they really don't work with humanity as such within the light of Christ, but they work with their own form of humanity. And then from that comes notions of God. I should say gods, really. You know, there's a a cacophony, of lack of a better word, of deities that pour forth from this insight and et cetera, you know, and pleasures and all this sort of stuff, this justification, this conforming to the times. We are called to read the signs of the times and respond to the signs of the times, but we are not called to be conformed necessarily to all the signs of the time. Some signs may be warning signs saying, do not go this way. And there, we cannot go that way. If we do, we conform ourselves to that millstone that gets tied around our neck that we do ourselves because we may be leading others into sin and etc. So we are all called to love, maybe some of us to a lofty degree, to just show to the rest of the body of Christ the profound desire the Lord has for the salvation of souls. And in this destiny, which we all have, this destiny of union that exists between our heart and the Sacred Heart of Jesus, there is a profound aspect to it that attracts. But it also calls for the response from us of persistence and a working with the grace of God for the purification of the human heart. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here, click that little subscribe button and head on over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There, my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find all of my Catholic Stand article links. You can find my blog posts. You can find links to my YouTube videos, social media platforms I use, and you can even email me through that website. All of this through thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.